Walker watched him go, then turned back to the smoke rising from the warehouse district. All reports indicated that Montale's dwindling cadre of loyalists had already lost control of Mountain Keep and Kiaris, two of the three major towns outside the earldom's capital of Hanthtown itself. And the reports from Georgetown suggested that the situation wasn't much better there. Worse, both Mountain Keep and Kiaris backed up against the Hanth Mountains, and Mountain Keep controlled the Hanth end of the one really practicable pass from the Earldom of Lochaire on Howell Bay, which meant the best overland escape route had already been closed, not to mention the fact that it gave Caleb control of yet another potential invasion route. "I don't care what Bishop Miles and the other Temple Loyalists may think," Stiv Walker thought grimly. "However things work out in the end, Caleb's defiance of the Church is already an established fact here in Caris. And, frankly, the way Tadeo spent the last 2 years squeezing the people of his earldom, they'd be ready to sign on with Shanwei herself if it meant getting his ass kicked out of Braegart House." Walker had no idea how the tempest sweeping across Safehold would finally end, or, for that matter, if it ever would end. But of one thing he was absolutely certain. Whatever finally happened, Tadeo Montale would not be the Earl of Hanth when it was over. And Tadeo knows that somewhere inside, whether he's willing to admit it or not. The smoke seemed to be thicker, he observed, and he heard more than a few gunshots. Obviously, Colonel George's troopers had missed at least a few matchlocks, which had apparently come out of hiding. It wouldn't be enough to take Hanthtown away from the present management, not today at least. But the time limit Caleb had given Montale was running out fast. In fact, it had only 2 5-days to go. "Whether Tadeo accepts it in the end or not, I'm not going to be here when his time runs out. Caleb's obviously willing to let him run rather than risk higher casualties, especially civilian ones, here in Hanth if he decides to fight. But if Tadeo doesn't accept the offer, Caleb will come in here and kick his ass out of Braegart House, and in the process he'll undoubtedly make him a head shorter. Which is probably the same thing that will happen to me if I hang around." He shook the head which was still, for the moment at least, attached to his neck, and wondered why in the world he was even hesitating. It wasn't as if he'd ever seen Tadeo as anything more than a way to make a few marks himself. Still, he'd been with Tadeo for almost 7 years now. Obviously, that meant more to him than he'd previously suspected. "Which is remarkably stupid of me." Well, he still had at least 1 5-day in hand to work on restoring the Earl of Hanth's sanity, and he'd had the forethought to send quite a bit of his own share of the loot he and Montale had squeezed out of Hanth to bankers in the Desnarian Empire. If he had to run without Montale, he had a sufficient nest egg to keep him in comfort for the remainder of his life, which would be a considerably longer life if he departed in time. "Maybe I can convince him the Church really will restore him, eventually, to his earldom. For that matter," Walker's eyes narrowed, "he probably really would be of considerable value to the Church as the pretender to, no, not the pretender to, the legitimate Earl of Hanth. Especially if the reason he was driven out had nothing to do with the fact that his loving subjects hate his guts and had everything to do with his persecution for his steadfast loyalty to Mother Church." Walker's lips pursed thoughtfully. That really was an excellent notion, he thought, and the possibility of Montale's still being recognized as the Earl of Hanth, by someone at least, and probably being supported as befitted his title, might well be enough to let Walker convince the man it was time to go. "And if the Church does decide to support his claim, I can probably make the group of four see that it would be worth their while to keep someone who can manage him riding herd on him, for a price, of course." Walker's eyes brightened at the prospect, and he scratched his chin thoughtfully, still gazing at the smoke and listening to the gunshots while he considered the best way to present his argument to the Earl.